After 4 years of the academy, I volunteered for the Marine Corps because the Vietnam War was still going. It was in Navy flight school that I had two life-defining lessons that have served me well. The first one came in flight training. One of the most exciting parts of flight training was learning how to fight aircraft to aircraft, often called a dogfight. The aircraft we flew at the time was a T-28 Trojan, a single-engine World War II vintage aircraft. It was big, fast, and unforgiving. Many a student died because the aircraft was designed to be agile and maneuverable. If you were not a good pilot, the aircraft could kill you. One day, I was flying solo, on the lookout for my instructor who was going to jump me. Suddenly, I heard screaming through my helmet's earpiece. Bang, 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 bang! It was the instructor letting me know the fight was on. Immediately, I did as I was taught, shoving the fuel mixture to Rich to protect the engine and pulling the aircraft up to the right and rolling it over, trying to shake my attacker. Instead of losing him, all I could hear was, "Bang, bang, bang! Got you, sucker!" I could not shake my instructor. I climbed, I turned, I dove, I tried to stall, but nothing could shake him. I could barely see because my face shield was covered in sweat. For a good 10 minutes, my instructor rode my tail, not fooled by any of my evasive maneuvers. Back on the ground, the debriefing began. As my instructor used his hands to describe my flying, I got sick to my stomach. My ill feeling was not just because of the violent maneuvers we had just been through. It was the realization of how bad a pilot I was and how much more I had to learn. At that moment, my instructor said something that has stayed with me ever since. "The trouble with this business is that there is no second place. Only one pilot comes home alive." That was a defining moment in my life. After that day, I practiced and practiced and practiced. Later in Vietnam, I would hear those same words several times, only this time it was for real. There were real bullets. Not my instructor screaming bang, bang, bang over his radio. I win in business today not because I am smart or never fail. I win because, in my world, there is no second place. I suspect Donald has the same personal rule. The other defining moment pertains to risk. Whenever I hear someone say, "Investing is risky," I know it really means the person is not prepared and is not up to the task. After that day in the air with my flight instructor, I realized that combat was the ultimate test of will and training. There was no second place, and the winner was the one who was the most prepared. I changed my thoughts to, combat is not risky. Being unprepared is risky.